Praise the Lord. It's great to be back here in the presence of the Lord. Starting off, thank you, Brother Justin and Alex, leading us in time of worship. It was really anointing. I was really happy, and I was actually in the mood of worship actually today, and I felt like the presence of God was truly moving within the midst. Not further ado, today's my topic today is called Prayer That Works in Mysterious Ways. Now, before I start, I admire this one person, how he starts off every sermon for youth message, and it's Ridger Uncle. Ridger Uncle, if you're hearing this, I'd like to take one of your phrases, and it's, everyone fasten your seatbelt, we're about to go for an airplane ride, all right? And this airplane ride is going to be great and amazing, and I hope it's be a blessing for everyone. So the main verse I'd like to take today is from Romans 11:33. And it goes like this. Oh, the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. Now, the reason why I chose this verse to talk about is because, firstly, prayer, there's two ways I want to describe my message today. It's within prayer and a prayer that works in different ways in which God works through us, and I want to talk about prayer and mysterious ways, two different topics, and I hope I get to cover all of it. So first, I want to start off with forms of prayer that we have, and that we should definitely have in our day-to-day lives. The first form of prayer is prayer of adoration and blessing. The second prayer of contrition and repentance. The third prayer of thanksgiving and gratitude, and the fourth prayer of supplication, petition, and intercession. I want to talk the first part, adoration and blessing. Praying as a blessing would be like when you pray for certain things that happen in your life, you know, like you're trying to ask for, like you ask God, God, I'm in real need of this, and I need your help, I need your guidance for me. You know, I'm praying earnestly, and like, I'm sorry, you're praying earnestly each and every day, trying to get what you want, but at the end of the day, you know, God blesses you with something, but honestly speaking, the blessing might take few days, probably happens in seconds, minutes, or hours, or probably days, or even months. You can't even tell. Because that's what it says in the first part. How unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. We don't know how his ways work. And the second part, a prayer of contrition and repentance. We're all sinners in this world. None of us are perfect at all in this world. We all make mistakes when we're little, you know, when we like, as kids, we steal things, you know, and we don't tell our parents, I've done a lot of things. I've stole a lot of things when I was little. Stole things from my school. Never told my parents, but you know, at the end of the day, they caught me. And you know, like teachers call, and they like things are missing in school. So one person right away. Okay, one thing about my school was they know I'm the only troublemaker in school. So right away, like if something is missing, something bad happened, they come right to me, and you know, it's like a jackpot immediately. You know, like they find out immediately, and going back home, I'm on death row, man. Daddy gives me ID. But that's not the case, though. But repentance. Praying for, like, repenting your sins, the things that you've done in this, like, in your life. You know, now we're, people are youth right now. This is for you guys, mainly. We've done so many sins. And as I said that, we have to come before God. You know, God, like, we have to repent. Things that we don't, like, not just stealing, you know. Stealing is not just a thing. Anything you say, like, verbal words you say, or anything physical, you know, everything, as it might be a sin. When you do something, like, that's against the will of Father, it is a sin that you're committing. And it is our job to come before God, kneel, like, go separate, you know, like as it says, go alone in a room and pray and repent and cry out. And the third part, prayer of thanksgiving and gratitude. You know, pray for everything that God has done in your life. Be thankful, being humble in your life. You know, like God gave me like this car. You know, I'm suited with this car. You know, I'm happy about this. God gave me this house. I'm suited with this place. And like God gave me like new instruments, you know, like I'm happy, like I'm satisfied with what I have, you know, like asking too much of a lot of things, you know, let's hold it back, you know, like as if you all heard from last Sunday when Justin said, being patient and calm with what you have, being thankful with what you have, you know, hold back and take time, don't like jump in right away. And being grateful to people, you know, people who've done deeds in your life, you know. like show your face to them. Just be like, hey man, thanks to you, this happened to me, and I'm truly happy because of you, man. Because of you, I got into this place, like let's say job. You know, jobs are the biggest thing. When you refer a person to a job to work in, you know, people are like, hey man, I'm so thankful, man. This job is such a wonderful thing. I'm getting money to pay off my rents, you know, my tuition fees, you know, anything, you know. It's good to be grateful to people for what they've done. Fourth thing, the prayer of supplication, petition, and intercession. Coming before God in full humbleness, kneeling before God and asking for, like, forgiveness. You know, as I'm saying, the first three is all compared to what four is. Prayer, supplication, petition, and intercession. Coming before God, you're coming in your knees, pray, saying that, God, I did this wrong. You know, I want your forgiveness. I want you to forgive me for all the things that I've done. You know, God wants to hear that from us. He would be so grateful and happy knowing that God's like, I know you did that wrong, but I know that you are ready to give yourself up, because you can run away. You know, you have to come before God no matter what you do, because we all feel the tear in our heart when we do something wrong to a person, you know, when you hurt someone, when we do anything to offend anyone, not just hurting, anything that's against the will of Father, you have to come down. You'll feel the feel in your heart. And that's when sometimes Holy Spirit tries to tell you that you're doing something wrong. It's your turn to come. It's your time to come down before God and ask. Ask for forgiveness. Ask and be humble in His presence. Coming now to the mysterious ways, I was reading through because, you know, I wanted to talk about something about mystery-wise, you know, because a lot of people, they share their mystery stories from their life, and, you know, it makes us, I feel happy when I hear, like, amazing stories from people's life, you know, like, mystery things that happen, you know, unknown things that happen in their life, and it's truly a you know, when people, like, when they give their testimony, like pastors, they give their testimony, like, their life-changing, testimonies from, like, let's say, Hindu to Christianity. Or, you know, that's like the biggest thing, because it's a big, I've seen issues where happen where Hindus and Christianity doesn't go together. Man, they make a big issue about it. But, you know, God works in ways that we cannot fathom and think. He works in ways that we can never imagine. And as Paul said in Romans 11:33, He does not refer to this as a type of a very hard question to anyone. He's just saying that complying to the readers that God often works in ways that we cannot think. That's what the verse truly means. To define mystery, it can be mysterious, mystical, easily comprehended or unexplained, unknown, excitement, curiosity, amazement, in awe, and on. When someone tries to give us a gift, you know, they'd be like, hey, I got a gift for you, and it's a mystery. I'm going to take you to the place, and you got to find out what that is, you know? And I can't open my mouth. If I open my mouth, my friend's going to, you know, they won't allow me to come, you know? I got to keep it a secret, you know? I got to keep it low. You know, don't tell anyone, all right? So that makes us an excitement. I've been, like, tripped up so many times, you know? My friends told me, like, we got a mystery. Yo, we got something for you. And obviously, sometimes these things happen because of part, you know, like, going for birthday parties and stuff like that to throw you off. You know, those kind of things. As a way of excitement, that's just excitement, but in our lives, in Christian lives, mysterious ways, I've defined it as an unknown power that comes in and helps us. You know, as I said, prayer connects with mystery, mysteriousness. Why? Because when we pray and when we ask for things, it doesn't happen immediately and it doesn't happen right away. It happens at its time. As it says, turn with me to John 13:7. It says like this. Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I'm doing, but later on you will understand." We know that God will definitely do His work in our life. God wants one thing from us, and that is being humble and grateful. Once we do that, God will definitely give us our answer. Give us the answer to the question that we've been asking for days, months, years, and on. We truly don't know how God is answering to our ways, because it can happen through any way. It can happen through a person. It can happen, like, I can't even tell. You know, that's how God works, you know? You can't explain God's work. I want to share like a life story incident that happened in my life. Many of you probably knows already, but people who don't know, about the scar on my feet. It happened, I believe, 2013. I was in my apartment playing soccer with my brother, and you know, I was trying to, like, being like as a small kid I was, I tried to, you know, trying to react how soccer players are, and commentators. I'm like, he's going for the kick, he's coming in, you know, putting some commentating sound effects to make it sound good. But the commentating part went good, but the kick part didn't go good. So what happened was, in apartments, there are heaters that are on the very side, like, I mean, at your apartments, if you know, if you're living, you know. So what happened was, the end side of my, in my apartment, the heater, it wasn't completely covered in. A metal piece was completely sticking out. What happened was, I went for the swing. It wasn't a light swing. It was a very, very hard swing. And I tried to go for a smash with the ball. It went so hard. My leg went, ball was still there, didn't move. I kicked the heater and my feet, if I show like this, imagine it's my feet, it literally split open from here down, completely open. It was like one of my horrible moments of my life, and one of them, many happened, but this is one of them. And I was in pain, and I was crying, and everything. It was like a horrible moment in my life. Went to hospital. I was like, my cousin's like, you want to see your feet? I'm like, no, because I told him I'll knock out if I see my feet, because it's deep cut. The cut was so deep, and it was wide open. And we went to the hospital. I mean, we went to the medic room, and they said it's very serious, and the ligaments of my last toe, that would be this one, the ligaments are not completely attached together. There's a small part of a ligament that is holding on to my toe, and they said it's a serious issue. And what happened was, what they did was, they stitched up the wound, covered it, made sure that I didn't feel, they freezed it, did all this thing, made it so that I wouldn't feel pain. But, you know, they said you can go home, but you'll have to come back to see a surgeon for your feet, because it's very important, and it's very it's horrible, it's a bad stage. So I went back home, and I didn't go to school for around like 2 to 3 weeks. One, I was happy, no school, you know, that's my God. And it was in winter time, you know. Yeah, so I went back home, sat down, and I couldn't walk. I was like, I was on my sofa most of the days, laying there doing nothing. I was bored, couldn't do nothing at all. You know, sitting there like looking up to the ceiling, nothing there, but still, you know, like I was tired, like nothing. And the day after a few more days of staying. Going home after the stitching, I went to see the surgeon, and he untied everything on my feet. He saw the problem, and he said that the rest of my toes are all fine. The only problem is my toe ligament is not fully attached, and they said that we'll give you a couple days. You can go home, and he said he gave me permission to go to school as well. So that's when I went to school. And when I came back, it was either Monday or Tuesday. Monday I went to see him, Tuesday I went to school, came back. He said, wait 2 to 3 days, I believe. Then he said, if there's no recovery within the ligament, if the ligament doesn't join back, we'll have to do a surgery on your feet. And, you know, I was in shock, you know. I'm like, it's gonna affect me. Like, it's gonna take me a long time to do recovery on my feet. You know, I won't be able to play soccer, as soccer is my favorite sport to play. You know, I won't be able to play drums, you know. everything, like, it mattered to me in my life, you know. So right away, I went home, I cried, you know, I cried in bitterness, you know. I cried, God, you got to heal my feet, God. Like, I confessed, you know, I came before God, as it says, pray for a contrition and repentance. I came to God, God, you know, God, if I did anything wrong in my life, I'm sorry. I prayed so hard, morning to night, I prayed so hard. After 2 or 3 days of staying at home and going back, my surgeon said, "Are you ready? Are you ready?" So I'm like, "Yeah, I'm ready." He untied the wrap on my feet and he said, "Once again, are you ready to move your toe?" I'm like, whew. I took a deep breath in, like 2-3 deep breaths. It was like, because it's stressful. Because if it doesn't move, I definitely have to get a surgery. Took a deep breath in, and suddenly, I don't know how it worked, my toe started moving, and it's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. And because I was, like, struggling. I'm like, come on, move. You know, like, I'm trying so hard. And minimum movements that he saw within my toe, he's like, this is a miracle. It's like, he literally said he didn't know how it happened. Because, like, a ligament that was almost so close to, like, ripping out, he said all joined back together to a complete toe that can move properly. And, you know, that's actually, like, I felt so happy. I was like, oh, my God, you did this. Yes. You know, like, the excitement, the adrenaline that I had pumping through me, like, it was, like, undefinable, you know? It was like one of the moments in my life. And, like, when I left, one of the nurses came, why are you still limping? Get out of here. I'm like, I'm taking my time. Like, I just, like, you know, I'm sorry. So, that's like one of my greatest moments in my life. And as it says, I want you all to come with me to Isaiah 55:8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. We, as it says, what we think maybe on human level, but when God does things, it's unimaginable. The ways that we think, us humans think that we got money. Like, people right now, they got money to solve things. You know, people say, "Oh, yo, I got money. Yo, I don't need God. If I got money, why would I need God?" You know, money can solve everything. That's what they're saying. In ways, God can block your ways, and not, like, your money can go to waste. We don't know how. You know, God can make you go broke. It can happen. It depends on what you behave. And for the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I want to bring to one person in the book from Daniel. Daniel, a strong man, he prayed three times a day. A strong, confident man who trusted in God. And we all know when Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, King Darius, he couldn't sleep the night. He was troubled. He couldn't do nothing. He was worried. He didn't know what would happen to Daniel. But we all know that Daniel, he prayed. He knew that God will save him from the mouth of the lions. He prayed. He prayed and he prayed. He knew that God would come and save him. He didn't waver. He didn't know. He didn't say, "Oh, lions are here. I'm gonna die now." Like, is God gonna? He didn't question him. He prayed, and once he saw deliverance, he was chilling with the lions. You know, that's an amazing thing. And Darius, the morning he came and he saw, Daniel was all fine. You know, it's amazing how God works. We may not be put in the lion's den. We may be put, just think of it, in our jobs, in our colleges, in our universities, when we're stuck in a place, when we don't know how to do it, and we're like, and there's pressure piling upon you on and on and on. Imagine those temptations or tempting that's kind of like tumble you down, take you down. But you have to believe in your heart and know that God is there to be there for you. Just pray and he will solve your answers. And I just want to conclude my message at this time. Oh, one thing also, yo, the plane is about to land, so everyone fasten your seatbelts again, all right? And I just want to say, God truly does work in ways that we cannot imagine, as I said. I want you guys to, like, for a second, like, close your eyes and see all the deeds that God has done. Like, take 30 seconds of your time right now where you're sitting. I want you to close your eyes and see all the things that God did for you from your birth till this moment. All the wonderful miracle things that God has done. Keeping you safe, giving you a job, blessing you with a car, with the wonderful family that you have. I just want to close us in prayer. Father God, thank you for what you've done. For all the things that you've done in our life. You're the God of wonders, the God of miracles, the God of answers. You work in ways that we cannot imagine. Neither you sleep, neither you slumber. You're still awake. You're trying to work. You're working with us. You've done great things in our life. And we are thankful what you've done. God, I'm humbly coming, all of us, once again in thy presence. God, let your spirit flow within us. I pray for everything. In all things, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.